Welcome to the first episode of the BDBD Bombcast. I am one of your hosts, Martin Rizzo, and I am joined by the other co-host.
What? BDBD Bomb Bomb.
Michelle Stevenson, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Guys, welcome to the first episode of the BDBD Bombcast. I'm excited. This is new.
This is brand new.
Brand new.
We're bringing it to the markets, y'all.
Into the markets. How's it going, guys? So me and Michelle are two stand-up comedians, and we are huge fans of Selena. We've been huge fans of Selena. I mean,
forever.
How long have you been on?
We're Latin Xers, right? That's what we are. Latin Xers. Is that what we are?
Latinx.
Okay. Latinx.
Latinx. You're talking about that term. A lot of people don't like that term. A lot of people do like that term.
Well, if you're born in the 90s, you lived in the era of Selena. I was born in 90.
Yeah, yeah.
So I grew up with that. But does that make me a Latin Xer?
I don't, look, I've seen like a whole lot of people that are not, they're not happy with that term. You haven't seen how people, there's a backlash against
it? No, I have not seen that. I try to be like, I'm for the media and anti-media at the same time. Especially after watching that documentary.
I mean, I it's cool that, what's it called? I like the whole Latin X out there. It's gender neutral. But there's a lot of people that are kind of like, oh, if you're going to, what's it called? If you're going to make something gender neutral, like the Latino culture, the Spanish language is based off feminine.
And male.
And male. So it's like, might as well just change the whole thing, like Cholex. Instead of chola, you're cholex.
Yeah, that's
Instead
true.
Of cholo, you're cholex, you know?
So you're like a Rolex of cholex? Like, that doesn't...
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I understand that.
Yeah, so that's the
See,
thing.
See, then gender pronouns would be even more harder in Spanish.
Exactly. So I think Spanish is the hardest one, you know? Because it's like, people are mad. Like, you should look at those articles where people are just... there's backlashes on, like, the whole Latinx. Like, oh, how can we try to change the language? You know, just keep it Latino, Latina, or Latin. You know?
That's true.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, because, I mean, there's so many words, you know, that you can't even say, like, what's it called? Abuela. Yeah. Abuelux.
Yeah, no.
Abuelux.
Abuelux. Abuelux. Yeah. Oh, imagine if Selena was a dude and it was Selino.
Selinox?
Selinox.
So it'd be like Selinex, you know?
Yeah, no.
It sounds like a Kleenex. That's not good. See,
now I feel bad for gender stereotyping. No. Am I even doing that? No.
No. It's just
putting a name on an era what I was mostly thinking
So imagine you going with this language to your grandma. Hey, grandmax. Like,
hey, abuelax. Abuelux.
¿Qué me dijiste, cabrona? ¿Qué me y un pinche ex?
¿Para qué me está llamando eso? Hueona. Hueonex.
¿Por qué me llamas así?
Pendejex.
¿Por qué me llamas así, pendejex?
Pendejex.
That's my grandpa. Mira pendejex.
Mira pendejax.
Alright, guys, so this is the first episode of the BDBD Bombcast. And I have been a huge fan. Huge fans.
You're huge fans?
Thanks.
You're just another Latin trait that we have.
Yeah. So I've been a huge fan of Selena, Salinas. Anyway, like I've been a fan of her since I was a kid, dude. Like, what's it called? I was very young when she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I think 7 years old when she passed away.
I had to have been younger than I had to have been six or like
you,
five.
You must have been really young.
But yeah. I had been hearing her music way like before because like I had already memorized songs by then.
Oh, yeah?
But it didn't hit me as hard until later I realized what happened.
When you're old enough to appreciate, like, more of the music. I mean, of course, you could be young and appreciate the music. But when you're, hold up. Before we go on, people are kind of confused. They're like, wait, Michelle Stevenson?
Yeah.
So we got it. We got to let people
my
know.
My full name, actually, is Michelle Alejandra Stevenson Nunez, which means my name is gentrified.
Yeah, it's gentrified.
So, my name is Echo Park, and it serves hot dogs and tacos. What's up?
how did it happen? How come you have two different, like, what, like, because people that don't know Michelle Stevenson, what's it called? She's had a viral Selena video, right?
I did. I did not intend for it to go viral.
On Facebook, it went viral.
Not intend for it at all. So I was just a fun video that I wanted Nick saw me sing karaoke to Selena, which is actually one of my favorite karaoke songs to do, and I host karaoke to this day.
Oh, okay. I remember you singing the Selena song at the HaHa Comedy Club.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, going and, like, just having a good time.
Yeah.
And Jack Sr. was like, who wants to sing, you know? And I was like, me.
Yeah.
I did Beady Beady Bum Bum, and, like, Nick's, like, called me the next day, and he's like, oh, we're making a car video.
Yeah.
And I said, cool. Like, not thinking anything of it, just went with the flow, had fun. I definitely sang my voice out. Like, yeah. I lost my voice.
That was a good video, and it fucking got a whole bunch of views.
Yeah, and I didn't know, like, it was just, honestly, it was innocent fun, and, I mean, I know all the songs.
Yeah.
So, it's more, when it's something you're passionate about and something you're doing fun with, and I think people just resonated with that really well, and that's why it went viral the way that it did really quickly.
Yeah, what's it called? So, Michelle, you are chilena.
Soy chilena, yeah.
Eres chilena, pero...
chilena alemán.
Chilena alemán, so...
Chilean German.
So, your dad is alemán?
He speaks the Deutsch.
And your mom is chilena.
Chilena. Mapuche.
What's
chilena? Mapuche is like the indigenous tribes of Chile.
Okay. So how did your parents meet?
Oh, wow. Long story short, they...
Dime, ¿cómo se conocieron?
My mother's family left to Venezuela during a coup dictatorship.
Vamos a Venezuela.
And my dad just left to the same country just because of a business deal that he got. And he met my mother on this, like, pier with his friends.
What?
Fell in love.
Did your dad speak Spanish?
Yeah, of course. My dad was raised in Chile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my dad was raised, like, but grew up with, you know, German grandparents, like, German parents. So, yeah, no, like...
Oh, so your dad's like Don Francisco.
Yeah.
Klutzenberger. Klutzenberger. It is Klutzenberger. Is that your dad's last... No, what's your dad's last name?
No, Stevenson.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
We have British blood, too.
It would have been cool if it was Klutzenberger.
No, I'm so glad we
Michelle Alejandra Klutzenberger. Welcome to the stage, Michelle Alejandra Klutzenberger.
They'll be like, what?
What the fuck? What?
This girl, like, what is she into? We don't know.
Klutzenbergers?
Does she like sausages or wiener schnitzels? We don't know.
Klutzenbergers. So that's crazy. It's like Don Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Selena's been on Don Francisco a whole bunch of times.
A whole bunch.
A whole bunch of times. And Don Francisco, for the longest, I thought he was Mexican, you know?
Nope.
And then he's Chileno, you know?
Yep, super Chilean.
And
actually,
with the German parents?
Mm-hmm. It's actually, like, it's much more common than people think.
It is super common.
It's like, I lived in Chile for 2 years during high school. Like, I was a bad kid.
So your high school life was, like, rebelde?
Basically, but I was shipped to another country. Like, imagine, like, going from America and my mom's like, I cannot take it anymore!
¿Qué?
And she basically took me to boarding school.
Tú vives en Chile. Yeah.
Vas a vivir en Chile con todos los primos. And I'm like, okay, I will. And I did.
Que soy rebelde.
Mm-hmm. And then I ended
Sing the song.
Y soy rebelde.
Oh my gosh, dude. What's it called? Wow, so that's a crazy story.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started doing stand-up comedy.
I did.
That's how we... How do we meet each other?
We had tons of mutual friends, though.
Of course, in
comedy. But we just never met until comedy.
Yeah, comedy. Because, I mean, we're both from Los Angeles County, LA County.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's it called? Yeah, so my family, my dad's from Durango, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's from Michoacán, mm-hmm. Mexico. And then they both lived in Echo Park in the 70s, bro.
Oh, and then they cholos.
Met, cholos and cholas. And then they, in the 80s, they met. And then they started, hey, mija, te gusta churro? No, they were talking about food. Okay, this is a PG-13 podcast. We can talk about churros, you know?
Yeah, churros are totally fine. Depends on what term you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so, yeah, that's how they met. They had me. But Selena, man, I remember... I was young when I was watching, like, news coverage of, like, the whole thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And
you felt sad.
I felt sad.
But you know? Didn't. I was so young, I couldn't comprehend death just yet.
Yeah.
And I remember it had to have been around the same time Princess Diana, too. Was it roughly around the same time?
I think Princess Di passed away a year after.
Year after.
Yeah.
I just remember that time, like, just learning about death.
Yeah.
That was the year I learned.
Uh-huh.
And so you felt like the sadness, but with Selena, it didn't feel as sad. Does because that make sense?
You couldn't comprehend until after.
Exactly. And no, because her music lived for so long. Oh. Princess Diana didn't have, like, a talent legacy. She left a humanitarian message. But Selena's music lives forever.
Oh, the thing about Selena's music...
It still feels like she's alive.
Yeah, you know what? It's crazy. So, Selena's music, and a lot of people can say for sure and testify, you know, and even, like, her brother has said that her music is very, what's it called, timeless. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't tell the decade it was released in, because it's still it's like, for some reason, it just sounds fucking hipping
fresh,
you know. If anything, that's her music ages fucking well. Mm-hmm. You know,
it doesn't age,
but it fucking ages well at the same time, because it's like, wow, this song came out in 1993.
Dude, there's even little kids to this day that are still fans. Like, yeah. I met a little girl who had like a Selena fan birthday party.
Yeah.
And she was 4 years old.
That's awesome.
That's what I'm cool. saying. Like, it still lives forever. If you were to play it for any age, you get into it. No
exactly,
matter what.
Yeah.
So.
No, for sure. When did you start, like, getting into Selena? When did you start, like liking the music?
I had to be a kid.
When did you start, like, being like, oh, shit, like, this is, like,
I remember watching the movie, like, being probably 9 or 10 years old time.
When did you watch the movie?
I didn't go to the theater.
No? You were too young for that?
My parents just never, like... didn't take us to the theater much until we were older.
El cine es para los grandes.
Yeah. So I watched it with my sisters, and we, like, we're basically dancing half the movie and then crying the other half.
I mean, because you guys are dancers.
Yeah.
You and your family. Your sister went viral, right?
My sister went viral with her pregnancy.
Yeah.
Salsa competition video.
What show was that on, Aura?
It was all over basically South American news. Mm-hmm. It was on Univision. Ellen almost picked her up. She was getting emails from Ellen's show.
Really? How come she didn't go?
No, she just... I guess Ellen found it a liability or whatever, because
she was pregnant.
At that point, she was more pregnant. Like, she was 8.5 months. When the video came out, she was 7.5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
So she would have been dancing on the show, but because she was so far along, it was a liability.
She would have had the baby on Ellen.
Yeah. And then... Yeah.
And then Ellen would have been la madrina by default.
Dude, that would have been so dope.
Your mom would have been happy.
I would have made her buy us a house. I'm like, right? Can you buy us a house, Tia Ellen?
Tia Ellen, Nina Ellen. Nina?
She would have took my role.
Yeah. Nina Ellen, nos compras una casa.
A ver lo que pasa.
Porque mi
sobrina... Hay tantos niños en nuestra familia, nos ayuda, por favor.
So, what's it called? Yeah. And then, so tell me more about your Cilla, when you watched the movie with your sisters.
Oh, no. It just got us up to dance. And I think, like, it kind of inspired... Like, we've always danced cumbia at our house, but we have different...
Baila esta cumbia.
But we have, like, a lot of Latino people don't know, but, like, cumbia is different in every single in different countries.
Yo, what does that mean, homie?
I'm not trying to, like, homie, battle it out.
Dog,
I'm just saying.
Dog. Oh, so you're saying Colombian
that's better? No, not saying that. Dog. Never said that.
Homie,
never. Don't.
I know we're friends, dog.
I know, but I'm just trying to.
But you talk shit about Mexican cumbia, dog? You talking shit? You can say shit.
I don't want to talk shit. I welcome
shit
it.
Shit is PG-13.
I'm a citizen of the world, Martin.
You are, yeah, you're like a huge mutt. Not in a disrespectful way.
I'm more of like, it's hard because, and I was saying this on Tamara's podcast yesterday, like, you kind of have an identity crisis when you look a certain way and your people don't accept the way you look.
Okay, eres güera.
Porque soy güera. And then when I go back to my country, me llaman la gringa. I never win. I never win no matter what happens.
No matter, even, damn. Yeah.
And like, I defend like the U.S. when I go out there. But here I'm like, no, it's better in Chile. Like, it's a conflict.
Me gusta en Chile.
But no, cumbia is different. Like, if you go to, like, Colombia during, like, carnival season, like, it's different. And then there's cumbia vichera in South America,
wait. Say the first one again?
Colombian form, like, carnival cumbia.
Yeah.
And then there's cumbia vichera.
What does vichera mean?
Vichera is like a... It's kind of like a hood South American cumbia. It's like a
trap?
Very, not really. It's just a very slow, like, you hear like a wee, 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 wee in the back. Like, it's, I can't explain it to you. You have to listen to it to understand.
This sounds like that one show.
Like what?
What's it called? Yaddy, yaddy, yay.
Oh, Shusha.
Oh.
Yeah. Another woman of her 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Put on the song. I like that song. It's funny because, like, I remember watching that show as a kid, and then, like, it fucking, once he put that song again, I was like, holy shit, it took me back, homie.
It's such a good song.
It took me back, dog.
See, her life was crazy. Yeah, I just found out she was, like,
Shusha?
Yeah. She kind of has, like, a Pee Wee Herman type deal thing happen to her.
What do you mean?
Shusha, before she became Shusha, was an adult film star.
In really?
Brazil. Yeah. And no, I didn't know this.
No wonder I like watching her show. When people out there, like, am I like the only straight guy that's a huge Selena fan?
No.
No?
No.
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 Are you sure? Are you
sure? They're gaming.
What happened?
Nothing.
No. I've noticed every, like, fan of Selena that's a guy, they're usually like gay, you know?
No, but you have to remember, like, we still, unfortunately,
yeah,
our Latin community is machito.
Machismo, yeah. So, like, that's how, you know, it's funny because, like, I'm a huge Selena fan, and the reason I'm a huge Selena fan is because I grew up with her music. So, like, I know a lot of guys, they don't like talking about Selena. They're like, kind
of
like, ugh.
And if they do, they talk about more of her legacy. That you're not going to see them, like, full out dancing
at a party. I like Selena, you know? Yeah. So, like, yeah, I am, what's it called? Secure with my sexuality.
Yeah.
You know? I love Selena, you know? I'll twerk to Selena.
You will twerk to Selena.
And, you know?
You think that's going to make her proud?
Hey. Selena's music is freaking awesome, where anybody can dance to it, you know?
That is true.
Freaking, I love Selena's music, so, like, you know, for people that are like, oh, man, that's not manly, I'm like, I don't care, dude. Selena's
music, you don't have music, to be
yeah.
manly.
Exactly, you know, yeah.
And I think little by little, the Latin community is not feeding into that anymore.
See, that's the thing about the Latino community, where it's like, they're still, like you said, they're still very machismo.
Very.
The whole... what's it called?
Even the comedy community is
comedy community like too. That. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? It's 2019 already, basically. Why the fuck are people still homophobic? Why the fuck are people still...
It's not...
Well, I just said the F word. You can only say one F word during the PG-13.
I'm surprised I haven't cussed at all.
Woo!
Oh my God, I'm on a roll.
Hey, but no, for real, like, for people to still be freaking, what they call, like... so homophobic nowadays. It's like, really, dude?
It doesn't need to be that way. It, like, really doesn't. Like, some of my really good friends are gay.
Dude, I have, like, a lot of gay cousins. I have a lot of gay friends, you know? And then for people to still, like, be, like, kind of like, oh, you know, like, to use homosexuality, or what's it called, as a bad thing, or referred to as a bad thing. I'm like, dude, really, dude? It's
yeah. Fucking, I recently got into a discourse with, like, a parent of mine. Like,
what?
A coworker, a friend of mine, and he was like, oh, you know, I was walking with my son and I saw this gay couple just making out. It made me uncomfortable. And, like, I told them to not do that in front of my kid. And I said, okay, what's wrong with you being the parent and explaining what sexuality
exactly.
is?
Exactly. Like, okay.
And he's like, he's only 5. He shouldn't learn. And I'm like, no. That is your role as a parent.
Yeah.
Your phobia of what you feel is exacerbating that anger, whether you like it or not. And then he goes, well, you're only going to understand when you're a parent. No, I understand empathy, and I'm able to express that to any child. Doesn't matter who it is, family or not.
Yeah.
I think we're all adults, and as adults, we have to teach our children this. So that's why it exists in any form of society, really.
No, yeah. But what's it called? Yeah, man. How the hell did we start talking about it? Oh, yeah, because, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you're,
I'm
like...
I'm a straight guy that loves Selena. I feel like a minority here. A minority.
That
you know?
Is true. Like, not a lot of dudes will be like, I'm a fan. Like, you'll never hear that.
Yeah. And for me, for us to start this podcast, and, like, me also, and I was like, oh, hey, okay, Rizzy, you know?
Yeah, I see you over there dancing to cumbia. But you get hype. I think when you... I've been in the car with you when that beeper song comes on, or that one song that you dance to, El Sonidito.
Put it on right now.
Oh my God.
El Sonidito, this song is lit, homie.
Yes.
El Sonidito, that's the freaking song.
Of the year.
Song of the century, homie. Song, like, if they don't play the song in your quinceañera, they're messing up, homie.
Exactly.
They messing up, dog.
Big time.
Big time. ¿Cómo se dice? Right here.
This makes me so happy.
They can listen to right now. Chisaros!
No, but we've legit been in the car, like, rolling with our windows down, maxed out. And we put a little bit of an air horn, get really excited. Oh, it's the best.
I love this song. This song's hype. Let me see the part where the guy forgets what he's supposed to say. Tres, cuatro.
He low-key, like, has, like, kind of a... In a...
Right here. It sounds like a fire alarm. La casa se está quemando. Los chiles. Los frijoles.
Oh, my God. Se están quemando las tortillas.
Right here. Love that song.
It's the best.
¿Cómo se dice?
¿Y cómo se dice?
Like he forgets.
Wait, you know what you're gonna say.
Yeah, wait. You
wrote the lyrics.
How did you forget? ¿Cómo se dice? How you say? How you say?
They just say that all the time because they were in America and they were just like, we're gonna put this in our song, yo. Like.
No, it's because they're drunk when they're recording the song. That's ¿Cómo true. Se dice? Ay, se me olvidó. Ay, güey, ¿cómo se dice? Ay, chingada.
¿Cómo madre. Se dice? Lo vamos a pasar bien. Like, you know what I mean?
Lo vamos a pasar muy chido. All right, so yeah, so Selena, what's it called? Yeah, so when you watch the movie. Oh, yeah, let me tell you my story. When I watched the movie, I saw the Selena movie in the movie theaters.
Of course you did.
In the what are you trying to say?
Because you're older than me.
Hey, talk shit about my old age again.
You're old.
Talk shit.
Like you might have a Disney pass, but you're old, fool.
Oh, God. And I have a Disney pass, too.
I know.
Yeah.
But just because you have a Disney pass doesn't make you not old.
I know. Me and my girlfriend.
I'm always the third wheel on their dates to Disney.
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend, we have a Disney pass until March, but we're going to renew again.
Yeah, I think the same time we got our passes. So that's
¿Cómo
when
se dice?
¿Cómo se dice?
Alright, so I saw Selena in the movie theaters in 1997, homie. I was a kid. I was a boy, homie.
Yeah.
At first, I was just all excited about playing Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64. And then, what's it called? I knew about Selena because like my mom and my aunt, they love Selena. So we went to the movie theaters and dude, there's a freaking long line, bro. It was at the movie theater in Alhambra, right?
Damn, and you know what theater you were at too.
You gotta go. Of course, I know what theater.
Is good.
Hey, man. Memory like an elephant, bro. I love peanuts. Wait, shit.
Dork.
Damn it. All right, so. We went to go, there's a long ass line. And I remember when we got out of the movie theaters, the usher was outside with Kleenex, a box of Kleenex. Oh yeah, God. Like that.
They should have done that for Coco. What happened?
Exactly. Because you know why? Because ushers in the 90s were more imaginative,
more creative.
There you go. See?
They were more prepared. They're
more
like,
prepared, yeah.
We know this is going to make our community sad.
We know.
And let's buy a bunch of Kleenex because he's about to get very emotional.
But not the brand name.
Not the brand name.
Buy the 99 cent
kind tissue for all you.
Pero que
Limpiate
no,
los mocos.
Pero que no les va a dejar un rash con el cheap brand. No importa.
How did you feel watching the movie, though?
What's it called?
Do you remember that?
I felt... Muy excited.
Muy excited.
Bam, 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 bam. Bam, bam. No, so I was very young when I saw the movie, so I remember a little bit of it. But then after that, I mean, Selena was on TV a lot, you know, like after her passing, there was like just so much of her music. And what's it called? Did she have an album that came out after she passed away? I don't remember.
Yeah. There was an album, like, it was supposed to drop anyways.
It was supposed to drop anyways, so that's the album that we were promoting a lot, you know, because they had a lot of singles.
Yeah, but even to this day, she's still top 10 Billboard, Latin Billboards.
That's
her album is, that's what's insane about it.
Timeless, homie.
Timeless. And with the internet, I feel like our Latin community kind of, that's like one of the matriarchs of our Latin community is Selena.
Listen to me, Michelle.
Yeah.
You use another big word like that, matriarch, around me again. I don't like how you made me look stupid in front of our listeners.
It's not my fault I went to college.
I don't like how... Oh, okay. And East LA College is not a real college?
American Career College.
Like, at East LA College, every time we took graduation pictures, there's so much graffiti in the back.
No, she is. Like,
I can't take a picture right here of my rival gangs.
The crazy part is, like, when I see her album, like, keep on the top 10... I can't imagine what kind of life she
Don't
would have
touch.
Lived.
That makes a lot of noise.
Sorry.
No, sorry. This picks up, like, really good noise.
my theory is, what would have happened had she stayed alive?
Oh, dude.
You know what I mean? Because she already had a fashion line going. Like, she was doing things that celebrities are barely doing now.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, she was one of the first ones to do that stuff, you know?
Like, yeah. One of the first. Like,
exactly.
And then J-Lo obviously, like, kind of, like, took that with her. And her career skyrocketed after that, too.
A lot of people. Okay, so this is kind of me, like, a little debate about a lot of people's theories of, like, what would have happened, you know? Because a lot of people are, like, talking shit about J-Lo, like, fucking. They're like, oh, you know.
She wouldn't be shit without Selena. No, she was already working hard prior.
She was working hard prior, but what's it called? That movie really, because I mean,
skyrocketed her
for sure. Yeah, but I would say that Selena, like you said, she was a businesswoman. She was ahead of everybody else. Mm-hmm. What's it called with her clothing line? Mm-hmm. And also, what's it called? And what's it called? I think if that horrible tragedy wouldn't have happened, she would have really crossed over major. I mean, she's already, dude, she's crossed over. Kiss FM, 101.27, they play her song Dreaming at least once a day. It's on every day. I think they probably play it 3 times a day.
By popular demand.
By popular demand. But also, because we live in Los Angeles, dude.
No other, like, I think the only other, you know, artists that have passed on that have that type of legacy are like Michael Jackson and like, you know, the greats, David Bowie, like legendary artists. And the fact that she's the Latina version of that, that's our star.
That is our star, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. She es nuestra reina.
Es nuestra reina. She's that queen.
Es nuestra reina.
She's our cumbia queen.
La cumbia queen. So, what's it called? Yeah, so I forgot what was I gonna say.
Your experience, like, watching the movie.
My experience watching the movie. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was great. And after that, like we were talking about her. Oh no, we're talking about theories of what would have happened. Mm-hmm. She would have, like, dude, she would have had crazy albums in English and also Spanish, dude.
Absolutely.
She would have, like, dude, she would have. Oh my gosh, like, there's so much. Like, right now, she would have probably been like how Madonna is, you know?
Yeah.
Like a legend, like, mm-hmm. always gonna be like the she. If anything, she would have become the queen of pop.
Yeah,
or the princess of pop. You know, mm-hmm. for sure.
I see it now because even with Selena Gomez, she's kind of leading towards that direction.
Selena Gomez, I mean, she was named after Selena, mm-hmm. her parents named her, but she would have been in movies for sure. Selena mm-hmm. would have been in movies. She would have. Dude,
do you think acting was her thing?
She did some acting, you know. She was in a novela, Dos Mujeres Un Camino.
Oh, that's right.
But that's for another episode.
I'm sorry. I need to watch that.
Yeah, so I remember watching that novela. I mean, that novela was hot, man. Dude, everybody talked about that novela freaking in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I remember I was watching an episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Mm-hmm. And Eric Estrada comes out, right?
Oh, God.
And the answer, like, oh, my God, I love in those Mujeres Un Camino. I'm like, that is so funny. Because, I mean, Eric Estrada didn't really know English. I mean, he didn't know Spanish. He was learning Spanish as the novela was going along.
That's
you know?
Kind of like our Narcos, our version of Narcos, where, like, some of the actors don't speak Spanish well.
Really?
But they had to learn. Yeah, like, the first season. The Colombian dude, he doesn't really know Spanish that well.
Pablo?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He's cool. Like, yeah, no, his Spanish is awful.
But why would they do that?
You would think that they could get somebody else better, but.
Damn. So, yeah. So, what's it called? Let me see. How's it sound? Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good.
He sounds good.
Sorry, we have to test ourselves because this is a podcast.
Yeah, we got to test. We got to test the sound, not ourselves for STDs. So, what's it called? Yeah, the sky.
I think perfume. She definitely would have had a perfume line. She already came out with makeup this year. Yeah. She had a MAC cosmetic line that dropped and sold out within the first.
2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, but that's sold out within the first, like, day.
That's it. Oh, dude, see, that's okay. So, that's gonna be the next territory we're going to talk about right now. Because we're going to talk about her legacy during the internet era.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Post-social media.
Social media, you know? So, what's it called? So, right now, this is kind of like before social media right now, what we're talking about. Before internet really blew up. Because, I mean, internet was around when she was alive, you know? But it just wasn't where it's at now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, what's it called? She, the sky would have been the limit right now, you know?
Yeah.
For her. And also, I do think that she would have still looked around this. She would have still looked the same age.
Yeah.
If she was still alive right now, she would have looked the same.
Yeah.
She would have aged really good.
She's like us. Drinks a lot of water.
Drinks a lot of water. She worked out a lot. Mm-hmm. She's Latina, you know?
Super.
She's got good skin by default, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. So the movie was, I remember my girl cousins, when the movie came out in, on VHS. You know what I remember? I remember, like, back in the day, movies used to be in theaters for a long-ass time. I remember movies being in theaters for, like, 8 months or 5-6 months.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was a long-ass time. And then after that, it would be a long-ass time until you would see those movies, like, on VHS.
Yeah. Actually, you're really right.
I remember that. Like, I remember being a kid and movies been in theaters for a long ass time. And after that, you would have to wait like a year for them to be distributed like on VHS. And what's it called? Maybe it's because it just took so long to make a VHS tape, you know?
Yeah.
Because when you look at something like a VHS tape, it seems complicated as hell, dude.
Yeah.
It's complicated. It's like magic. It's kind of like magic, you know? Because it's like, how does sound and video come out of this? And then you put it in a box and, like, you know what I mean? Like, for me, something like a DVD, because it's digital, seems more scientifically explainable.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, like, a VHS tape, you know?
Yeah.
It's just clunky and...
Well, yeah, but you also have to remember, like, we came from the era of what? Like, from before VHS, what was it? Those big rolling pins with film? Actual film?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? And, like, the lighting and the projection and, like... We went from that to a small little box.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
And a device that can... technology is just crazy. And now we Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat and...
Yeah, it's crazy how, like, it's crazy how much data is fucking...
How much patience we don't need anymore.
How much patience we don't need anymore and how fast we're able to transfer data from around the world.
And content.
And content. It's crazy, dude.
Content is literally... With snap of a finger now.
Like Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
Snap your fingers.
Snap your fingers, everyone disappears.
To the right. Okay, so, yeah. Oh, yeah, so I remember my cousins renting the Selena movie. I remember, because this is like, before Blockbuster, like, was really, thing. Like, in a...
Before the Redbox?
Before the Redbox. No, this is, like, 1997, 98. So Blockbuster was, like, you know, it was at the height of its thing. But the popularity. But we were still going to, like, mom and pop shops, you know, to go rent, movies. Yep. Those are the best.
Those are the best ones. And then they...
The cool
thing... Did you ever, like, go into one of those rental stores, not Blockbuster? And then they had, like, a small section, like, Eggies.
Yeah.
And you being a kid and being like, what's in there? And you, like, you knew what was in there, but you didn't want to know. And, like, I remember peeking my head in and just seeing a bunch of nudity and be like, ah! And then, like, walking out.
Really?
Yeah.
¿Qué es esto, mami?
Mami, ¿por qué hay teta por todos lados? Like, salga de aquí, huevona.
Mami, ¿por qué están naked? ¿Por qué están
¿Por qué están desnudas, mami?
¿Por qué están encueradas?
Están, you know, are they breastfeeding? I don't get it.
No entiendo, pero me gusta. Scratching your head. Quítate de allí, cabrón.
I remember, like, watching that, like, there Porno? Was... No. That's another conversation. No, I remember that when Selena kissed her dude in the movie, like the first time. Because I was so young.
Let's take a pause.
Okay.
We'll be back. And we're back.
We're back.
We're big.
Boop. Oh, yeah. So going back to that topic, I remember the first time watching the movie.
Yeah, when Selena kissed
her. When Selena kissed her dude.
Selena!
And that was the first time I was like, oh, that's what you do with dudes?
You kiss him?
Uh-huh. You kiss him? Like, that's, like, the first time
I was did you think you did with dudes before?
I don't know.
Hold hands and skip in the field.
No, that was just the first time it kind of sparked that, like, oh.
Like, oh, me gusta eso.
I like this scene.
Eso sí me gusta.
Before, I would just be like, ew, that's gross. But that was the first time I was like, oh, hey. And I was, like, 9 or 10 years old. Like, I remember being like, that's kind of weird.
Eres cochina, man.
I know. I've always so little perv.
Can we talk about how young Chris Perez still looks?
Yeah.
He still looks young.
He looks great. Did I tell you I performed comedy in front of Selena's husband? Late husband?
Oh, wait, okay.
At the Ice House?
I remember you took a picture of Chris
That was the night of Nick Guerin and I performed the same night. And yeah, he was there and I got a picture with him.
He still looks young. He's looks like
so young.
He's what, like in his late 40s? Mm-hmm. He still looks
but
like
he looks sad.
He looks sad. But you know what? Sorry, I'm burping.
You're gross.
I'm burping tacos. It burns. Chris Perez, he still looks young. He still has like a baby face, doesn't he?
Kind of, yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, Selena would have looked young for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That means they would have been in their 40s.
Yeah, late 40s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. So what's it called? It's funny. I remember like 2 years ago, I did this because I was part of this comedy tour called the Latino Comedy Jam. Mm-hmm. And the DJ was one of the guys from the Cumbia Kings.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot the guy's name, man. He's like one of the guys from the Cumbia Kings. And I remember he would play like a lot of like remixes of Selena songs on stage. Those, man, I wish that tour was still going on.
Who was on it?
It was me, Flaco, Jerry Garcia, Jesus Sepulveda was on it a couple of times. What's it called? Johnny Sanchez. Who else? Willie Barcena, Paul Rodriguez. Touring. It was mostly like Southwest because that's where like the huge Latino, what's it called?
Market is.
But it was fun, you know. It was a fun time we had. I did a show in San Antonio a couple of months ago, mm-hmm. and I went to the Riverwalk where Selena and La Bridge, and I sat on it. I was like, this is the place! Because, I mean, my girlfriend, she's originally from San Antonio.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, so fun fact. So her family still lives in San Antonio, her mom and her dad and her sister.
Oh, wow.
Her mom, her dad... Her mom, her dad, and her brother.
Yeah. And she's Filipino.
She's Filipino and white. My novia. I thought she was Mexican. She catfished me.
She totally catfished you.
She
catfished me.
Yeah, she catfished you.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
So, what's it called? Yeah. Were we talking about the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So now, like, I want to talk about, like, Selena. What's it called? Like, post-internet,
Post-social media.
Yeah. Like, okay, so I would say from, like, 1995 to, like, 2005, mm-hmm. What's it called? Like, 1995 to 2000, that was, like, people were just, like, really, like, fucking, the movie just came out. Selena was more popular than ever, you mm-hmm. know? People are sad. People are happy because they love the Selena content. And then, like, 2005, it was still, like, around the same, you know? I mean, there's always been super huge fans of Selena. But I would say from, like, I would say from, like, 2011 to, like, now, she has exploded even more with social media, you know? Because, like, you know what it is?
She's an influencer.
And also, just her content is easy. It's easily shared around the world. So, like, now more people are discovering her. Younger people, also parents having their kids listen to Selena, so more people are discovering her music, mm-hmm. and also with the what's it called? It's just crazy. It's fun and it's awesome. You know that like she's just being out there again. You know, and like you said, her music has been charting again, right?
Yeah, even right here, see top Latin pop albums. She's number 2.
This is recently. Under Shakira. Billboard.
Yep.
Wait, what?
This is her. She has an official page on Instagram that her parents run.
And I'm not even surprised because like. Fucking, she's great. Let me see. That's her page.
Yeah, they post
let me see,
her.
What's it called?
Old videos. Selena Q official.
Oh, okay. That's her. That's her official. Mm-hmm. That's her official Instagram.
Yeah, but it's crazy because she had so many different looks.
Yeah, dude, she inspired a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah. So, I would say like around 2011 to now. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's with the social media that everybody uses, mm-hmm. especially Instagram and YouTube.
Yeah, see, she has a Fiesta de la Flor.
That's every once a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a fan gathering here in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. at Lincoln Park, mm-hmm. like in Lincoln Heights. It's a dope ass one, dude. I'm gonna go to that one again.
Yeah, it's April 13th through the 15th.
That's in Texas. That has look up Selena fan gathering in Los Angeles.
Let's see.
But I would say, you know, thanks to social media apps like Instagram, where like it's easily. Like, it's easy to share stuff, content, and her music. Mm-hmm. It's just, what's it called? I feel she's bigger than ever now, you know?
Absolutely.
And it's freaking awesome because it's just like, yeah, like I said, my niece who's 9 years old, she got into Selena really, like, so into her, like, last year because of Pandora, you know?
Yep.
And after that, she started, like, looking up her YouTube. Like, it's funny because, like, she was 8 years old and she would tell me, did you know that Selena this and that? I'm like, wait, what? How do you know? And I'm like, oh, YouTube, you know? So she's super popular now. And then also with her getting her star at the Walk of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
In Hollywood, that was freaking awesome, right?
That's intense, yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
But it was long overdue.
Long overdue, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Long overdue.
Mm. Where are we gonna look up again?
The Selena fan gathering.
I'm drinking this water. It tastes like popcorn.
It does. Is that the one I had on the floor?
No, this is one in my car. I think it's faucet water. Ew. Did I tell you what happened to me the other day?
I only drink water from, like, Sprouts and Whole Foods.
Oh, okay. You know what, dude? I gotta drink the sludge water from the faucet. No, I'm good. Did I tell you what happened last time?
No.
All right, so a lot of people that don't know, I'm a comedian. So I was in...
Which means we're poor.
We're poor. Yeah, we're poor.
We're poor.
So the other day, dude, I was driving, right? And there's so much traffic. This is around Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't pull over and I had to pee. I had to pee real bad. And there's no restrooms around. So what I did...
Yeah, but you have, like, you're a dude.
Exactly. Let me tell you what I did. So I pulled over into a parking lot and there's still cars around. So I'm like, I can't pee here. So I go in the back seat. I get a water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And I start peeing in the water bottle, right?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Why surprised?
I'm not surprised. I would have done the same thing. I've done it before.
You stuck it up your vajayjay?
I cut it in half. We had a knife in the back, and I just squatted in the back, and I peed.
What are you, Rambo?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Rambola.
Wow.
Ramquisha.
I guess people, like, sell their merchandise and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Linkin Park.
Yeah, let me see. When's the next one? I'm going.
April 21st, 2018. Oh, woo! That's the one that just passed.
2018. I was like, wait, aren't we? I forgot. We're like, it's late 2018 already.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what year is it?
I have to find it on Facebook.
¿Cómo se dice?
¿Cómo se dice?
So, okay, so I pee in the water bottle, right?
Gross.
And then I leave it right here in the cup holder. I forget about it. Mm-hmm. The next day, I'm driving, right?
Oh, my God. You left a bottle of pee?
Yes.
Of course you did.
I closed it up. I was about to throw it away, but I forgot to throw it away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm driving. This is the next day. It's daytime.
Oh, no. It's the same day next year. It's April 20th.
2019?
Yeah.
¿Cómo se dice?
On the same day as 420.
420?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, hey.
So, okay. Let me tell my story.
Sorry.
So I'm driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the daytime. And I'm thirsty, right? So I reach over because I have a lot of water bottles in my car. A lot of them are half empty,
mm-hmm.
half full. So I reach over, right? And I grab a water bottle. I'm not looking at the water bottle because I just assume it feels like it's liquidy.
Mm-hmm.
It's heavy. It's cold. So I go like this, right? I open it. I start drinking it.
Oh,
yeah.
You drank your own pee?
Yeah.
Oh.
Look. Yeah. Oh. I know, man. It was this.
Oh. What it tastes like.
Like popcorn. like popcorn, salty, pickle water, dude.
Why would you keep a bottle of piss?
I was going to throw it away. I forgot, dude.
You don't just leave a bottle of piss. Like, are you homeless?
No.
Like, are you, like, were you that thirsty? Like, I can't afford water.
No.
I'm going to keep my pee. Is that what happened?
I need to hydrate myself over and over.
I need to hydrate myself with my own urine that I excreted out of my body.
Okay, good. Because, you know, I do lift too, right? So sometimes I just don't have time to pee, dude. So, okay. So that's what happened. I was going to throw it away, but I forgot to throw it away. So I left it in the cup holder. And also it felt cold because it was left overnight. So let me tell you. So right, I'm at a red light, okay? And then once it hits my lips, like I said, it tastes like popcorn water, salty. And I look at it and it's yellow. And I'm about to spit it out, but
I'm about to throw up in this car.
I'm about to spit it out, but I can't because fucking I don't want to spit pee pee water in my car. So I open the door. I start spitting and throwing up. And the light turned green, right?
Oh,
the
shit.
The light turned green. This car is honking at me. I'm like, ugh. So I pull over. There's a 99-cent store. I throw up the rest of the fucking whatever I had. I throw the... Oh, and then after that, I go inside the 99-cent store. I buy some mouthwash and then I call my girlfriend. I'm like,
I just drank my own pee.
I drank my own pee and I
like
it. I
hope she didn't have sex with you for like 2 weeks after that.
And she was like, I'm not going to kiss you. I'm like, but you do other things to me.
Yeah.
You put other things in your mouth. Doesn't but matter. She's like, no, nope. It doesn't matter. So, what's
you
it called?
You just drink your own pee.
I know, dude. And I forgot about it.
I feel like you have, like, bionic powers now.
I think I
what am you're like, like, you're all fighting it after.
Yeah. I got pee-pee powers.
And then you have, like...
It was nasty,
my
dude.
Superpower, golden showers.
Oh, that's nasty. That was nasty. Has anything nasty happened to you like that?
Okay. Fuck it. I have IBS.
Yeah, you have IBS, which is
irritable bowel syndrome. Which if I have an episode or a flare up, basically if I don't go to the bathroom in like 5 minutes, I shit myself.
How often do you go to the restroom? Right?
Now it's pretty more balanced because like I have a more balanced diet ish.
Drinking more water.
Yeah. You know, I'm not eating out as much. I still eat out, just not as much.
Yeah. Balance is key, homie.
Balance is key. So I would say it does happen 2 to 3 times a week, my IBS flare-ups.
Okay.
Because that's normal with the disease. And I remember I was in high school, and I didn't know about, like, my disease process yet.
Yeah.
And senior year of high school, so I'm, like, okay, I shouldn't say this on the radio, but I was a little intoxicated.
Driving. Yeah, at school?
No, it was like after a party.
So rebelde.
Yeah, it was my rebelde days.
Your rebelde days.
I miss those days. where it was more acceptable. Now it's not as acceptable. Yeah. People look at me like,
oh, because you're older now, yeah.
Yeah, I'm 28 years old. Yeah. I can't be doing that. So I'm like kind of like buzzing and driving, and like I find a Valero.
And Valero is a gas station.
Yeah. And I go in and I'm like, hey, can I use your bathroom? I really have to go. And he goes, no, you cannot use bathroom. And I was like, please, sir, I'm pregnant.
Oh, shoot. Were you?
So I pulled out the... Fuck no. I pulled out the pregnancy card.
He says your crazy high school years.
Yeah. Like, and I just pushed out whatever gut I had at the time because I was drinking a bunch. And he goes, okay, fine. You use bathroom, but keep it clean.
But you name kid after me.
Yeah. I ended up being, like, running to the bathroom. I squat. I miss the toilet.
You missed the toilet?
And I shit on the wall. Like, just legit, like, exploded. Like a bird, kind
like
of.
Like, in a, like, oh.
Like in Scary Movie, kind of like that.
You mean like in a, what's it called, Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah. And I was so disgusted with myself. I kept vomiting. After when I saw it. Because
did
I didn't,
you clean it?
I didn't know I hit the wall.
You didn't know? Damn, perfect game, huh? Hey.
I didn't know I hit the wall. Like, I was just, like, so, like, out of it. And then I look back, I'm like, oh, shit, I left him an art piece. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh.
Hey.
So, I didn't know. Like, I was so embarrassed, and, like, I didn't want to wash it. I was just lazy, and I was like, fuck this guy. He didn't want to let me use his bathroom.
And you left?
I left.
Damn, fuck that's
that
nasty.
Guy. Fuck that guy. No, I had to argue with him to use his bathroom. And, like, that's, like, my biggest problem with people is, like, when you have IBS, when you have, like, when you have a disease process,
yeah,
and you're just trying to use the bathroom, and you just need to go, like, you shouldn't be refused bathrooms. There's been moments where I've shit myself because I've gone into 10 different businesses,
really,
and they've all refused it to me.
Wow.
And I'm I'm not a scary looking person.
No,
I don't look like I'm gonna, you know, tag your bathroom. I don't look like I'm gonna
actually
sleep in there.
You do look like a chola.
Damn it.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, fool.
I don't look threatening. So, like, for people to just refuse bathrooms just to be dicks is kind of rude.
Yeah.
So, that's been...
You should have sued them.
You can't because they're businesses and they're allowed to refuse service to whoever they want.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, it kind of sucks. It's a double-edged sword because there are people who will fuck up bathrooms and people like me in my situation. I'm like, no, I just need a poop.
Yeah, and then you freaking do that.
Yeah. And then I left a... poop wall.
And it's still there. I like this a lot. This is I'm going to frame it.
This is modern art.
People out there.
Sorry, guys.
To let you guys know, me and Michelle are stand-up comedians. We've been doing stand-up comedy for years.
3 years.
So we're going to have a lot of our humor here, okay?
Sorry, guys.
So it's going to be kind of edgy. Not too edgy because it's a Selena podcast and what's it called? I know there's, like, a lot of young listeners, so we're not going to really get too dirty, you know?
No.
But our personalities are going to...
be funny.
Our personalities are going to be funny, and also...
dorky.
It's in a dorky, and also going to shine through the podcast, because that is a way to kind of, what's it called? You got to even it out with, like, what's it called? With the theme and also the personalities. That's what, I think that's what creates a perfect show, you know?
Exactly.
What's it called? Because not only are we huge Selena fans, but we also are human.
Yeah. We are human beings.
Humans feelings. That drink their own pee, like, by
Selena,
accident.
Selena Quintanilla did not poo or pee.
No, Selena was perfect. Selena, she was perfect. Is
she
a
did
saint.
Not fart.
No.
No.
It's una santa.
She did not fart.
It's una santa. But what's it called? For sure, I would say that in the recent years, she is bigger than ever. What's it called? With a whole bunch of Instagram pages, memes just being shared with Selena.
So many.
It's freaking awesome. It's a good time to be a Selena fan. I mean, it's always been a good time to be a Selena fan, but even more now, you know?
Yeah.
What's it called? The Selena fan gathering, I went there in 2016.
But even celebrities are like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's have another, been, that's been another, her for Halloween.
Yeah, we should save that for another episode about, yep, like top 10 Selena, what's it called? Celebrity costumes.
Celebrity costumes.
Yeah. So, what's it called? The Selena fan gathering I went to, what's it called? 2016. And it was, dude, it was packed.
Yeah.
There was like a whole bunch of Selena impersonators that came out. What's it called? They were performing her songs. What's it called? There's a lot of them, dude. And I think last year, Tanya Estrada was hosting the event.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I wasn't there for last year, but what's it called? Yeah, a whole bunch of Selena impersonators. Little, young, older, guys too. Guys dressed up as girls.
Oh my god. How fun would it be to like have like a transgender Selena?
Like a whole... There is.
Yeah, there has to be a community of them.
There's a community, yeah. So like I remember going there. It was fun. People were just having a good time. What's it called? There's a whole bunch of Selena merchandise being sold. There's good food. It's just a fun place to network if you're a Selena fan, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's a different thing when you're, like a part of a online community of Selena fans, like a fan page, versus going in person and meeting these people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. My freaking throat's getting dry.
It's because you're not drinking enough water.
I know, yeah. Let me...
I'm the water champ.
Me voy a tomar esta guagua ahorita. Stay hydrated, guys.
Stay hydrated.
Woo, that feels better. But yeah, man. What's it called? I'm excited. We're going to say? Oh, yeah. So a couple, like last week, this is fairly new. Netflix dropped a little teaser trailer. I wouldn't say it's an actual trailer because it's just a teaser right now because there's really no script right now. Mm-hmm. There's no script done. There's nobody casted.
Nobody's casted. So it just got greenlit.
It just got greenlit. The Selena, Selena, the series.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that Univision never did anything with it. And I'm surprised that...
I heard that there was... there's different talks about this, but I heard that Disney reportedly was supposed to do something with like a Selena TV show. Mm-hmm. Disney was supposed... Because you know, for the longest, Selena always felt like a Disney property to me.
You think so?
For some reason, it felt like
She had like, you know, she didn't really cross any like boundaries. Do you know what I mean?
But for some reason,
she's a wholesome name.
Yeah, I think that's why I always kind of like it felt like something Disney. Like Selena always felt so Disney to me because it was just fun and like so innocent. You know what I mean? So I heard that Disney was supposed to do something like probably 2 years ago, and then Chris Perez was supposed to do something. He was supposed to do a show based on his book he wrote. Because he wrote a book about all their
love. He wrote a book, but that also got him in a lot of trouble.
It got him a lot of trouble because, you know, I mean, the whole legal stuff is...
It's sad.
It's sad because, I mean, of course, Selena's parents, they own the name now, you know?
Yeah, they own the rights.
They own the rights to the name. What's it called? So, I mean, that's all legal stuff. We really can't... I mean, we can talk about it, but it's like...
There's only so much we can say about
There's so much so we can say because it's like...
Because we don't know their pain.
Yeah.
We live we all as fans, I think, live the love through her music. But her parents...
We don't know what's behind the scenes, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think any parent losing a child is the most pain that you can ever feel.
And you know what? When I was reading comments, because I mean... what's it called? I'm not... What's it called? Everybody's entitled to their own opinions. Mm-hmm. And when I read the comments about people's reactions to the series of Selena. Mm-hmm. Some people were like, oh my gosh, this is her dad just trying to get more money from her. Or people are like, oh my God, just let her rest in peace already. You know, people are just money hungry. And think about that. Okay, look.
There's nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that. And you know what it is? When I see like I say, people are entitled to their own opinions. And this is my opinion right here on that. When people post comments like, oh, this is her dad just trying to make more money off her legacy. Or
they're already making enough.
Yeah. Or people are like, oh, they're just trying to make money off her death. I'm like, first of all, nobody's trying to make money off her death. You know, they never promote her death. You know, it's always the happy years when she was alive in her music. And for people to be negative like that, I'm like, so would you rather not have any Selena
content
at all? Would you rather just her be forgotten?
Yeah.
How are you not excited to have...
We had the movie. People were excited about that.
But the movie came out 21 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 21 years ago. But for people to be like so against it, and it's like, it's not money hungry, you know? It's like... She is a business, and it's kind of like if people keep saying, like, dude, just let Michael Jackson die in peace. Just let Elvis rest, you know? Why are they still releasing stuff? Because, like, this is perfect for a new generation of people to discover her, you know?
Exactly. It's newer content, so, like, they'll be able to, like, rediscover her and relive her again.
Exactly. And there hasn't been anything new about Selena in 21 years,
And people need to understand, like, as a Latin market and being comedians, we understand this more than anybody, but... Our name, like our Latin name, it's not really well represented in movies and entertainment.
Exactly.
So if you're putting out a positive light, if you're putting out someone's legacy that led generations and generations of fans loving music in a positive outlook, I don't see it as negative.
It's not negative, dude.
No, it's not. And they're, in a way, like, I understand, like, wanting to let her be in peace, but that's not necessarily not leaving her in peace.
No.
She's left this earth already 21 years ago. She's already in peace.
Yeah.
It's just reliving the legacy.
Reliving her legacy and people appreciating her music, you
exactly.
know? Exactly. And just, like, a newfound interest in her again, you know, after years. Because, like...
Like if she were to get a Grammy again and people were like, stop giving her Grammys. What?
Yeah, stop giving her Grammys. Let her rest in peace. Oh, she's on the billboards again? Let her rest in peace. Yeah, dude. Nuh-uh, man. What's it called?
Stop being a hater.
Like I said, her family made the money already.
They're still making money. And it's like, it's not about the money.
It's about keeping her legacy alive, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same thing if, like, people would have been like years ago, like, oh, let's stop trying to distribute the Mozart music or Beethoven music, the classical music. Let's just let it die.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of its time, and let's just let it go with its time. No, man. And like you said, it's cool that Netflix, it's cool that there's like another Latino series on Netflix, you know? Yeah. It's freaking awesome. I'm excited for that, dude.
I'm really, really excited. But we also have to think like who's going to be casted in it. And like, we're only going to announce two on this episode and we'll leave the other four possibles.
So right now, it's going to be a little teaser for next week's episode. So exactly. We're going to go more in detail and break down the Selena Netflix series, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to, right now there's an article of like the people that are, that they're thinking to cast as Selena. And we're only going to mention two on this episode as a teaser for next week's episode.
Exactly.
All right, what's the...
So the first one is Sophia Carson.
Who's that?
She is a singer / actress, which I think... Me personally, if you're going to act in this series, this Netflix series, you should be able to sing.
Does she look like Selena?
Sort of. If you take a look at her. Hold on. I was looking up that gathering.
BDBD Bombcast.
Sophia Carson.
Carson.
Yeah, which is like the whitest name ever.
Yeah. Is she Latina?
No, she is.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, like you. Like, you're Latina, but.
Yeah, but she looks it. Like, I don't look like it. Like, that's her. She's beautiful.
Let me see. Okay.
She was in a bunch of Disney movies.
She looks familiar.
Yeah. But yeah, even there, she's got the vibe.
She's got the little ponytail.
The hair pulled back, the red lipstick.
Okay.
She can pull it off. Like, I could see that.
Somebody needs to Photoshop her into Selena Close to see. You know, I can get a better idea.
Get a 1-to-1 ratio.
Yeah. So, it's crazy, dude.
So she was on, let's see, hold on.
Dude, this is gonna be, like, a lot on Netflix, because they need to get this right, dude.
They need to get this 100. And not only that, like, lucky for them, like, they don't even have to worry about the language so much if they're gonna, like, have Spanish being spoken.
Yeah.
So Descendants, she was in Descendants 1, 2, and 3. And she's in Pretty, The Perfectionist.
Yeah.
A Cinderella Story. Oh, look at that.
How old is she? Stuff.
She is, let's see, overview.
So I heard that they want to, what I'm thinking, because they said that they want to focus on a young Selena. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking maybe they might do different seasons on, like, her age range. Maybe, like, the first season would be, like, her being, like, a little girl. Then the second season, her being a teenager. Then the third season, maybe be her in her 20s.
Okay, she's 25.
Okay, cool. That's young enough.
Yeah.
And she's Latina. She looks young.
Yeah. And then the next one would be Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez. That would be, dude, that would be super crazy because of the same name.
The same name. Her parents named her after that. And that would just be, it would be a little too weird for me. I don't know how I would feel about that. Because they have, like, the only thing that's, like, missing in that, like, she doesn't have the big smile that Selena, like, the big teeth and the, you know what I mean? She would have to kind of, like, I think would get veneers for the role.
Selena Gomez.
She has a voice, but it's more poppy. It's not necessarily, like,
she would need a butt.
It's not a Tecano. Yeah, and she don't have that butt.
She don't have the, they're going to have to, she's saying, girl, you're going to have to get that plastic surgery on your butt.
She's going to have to do some squats.
Mucho squats.
Mucho squats.
What about the other girl?
Sophia Carson?
No. Becky G.
Becky G.
No?
I don't think that's a good representation. She's a trap artist.
No, she's not. She Becky does pop. G.
That's not, reggaeton's not pop.
No, but she does English, she does the English pop songs.
She does English now?
She started doing English. Becky G.
Yeah, I just known her for reggaeton.
No, she started off with English songs. Dancing in the shower, that one song.
I did not know that.
She's, like, young. I remember I did background work for this job, like, this music video 4 years ago, and Becky G was, like, dude, she was, like, brand new. This was, like, her first music video, and I remember, like, meeting her. But she started doing English songs.
Yeah,
she's from South Central or Inglewood.
Yeah, I only know her because, like, she's in, like, reggaeton. I didn't know she had, dude, like, an American career.
Yeah, she started as, like, a really, like, poppy, like, music.
Huh.
Yeah, kind of like Disney style.
Did not know that.
All right, guys. I think that concludes the first episode of the Beady Beady Bombcast.
Yes.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, okay, cool. So next week, we're going to focus more and go more depth on
the movie,
in
the
show. No, the show. So next week is the Selena, the series Netflix show.
Yeah.
And after that, we're going to go we're going to interview guests. I think we should have people call in and do kind of like Selena trivias.
Yeah, if you guys know anybody that's like impersonators.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Or bands. Yeah. Or if you know somebody who's like, I don't know, like, what's it? What's the shit? Like the transgender version of that? Like, yeah, what's it called? The drag queen version of Selena. We would love to have them on. Let us know. Email Martin Rizzo and we'll get that going.
Yeah, I mean, like, from. Episodes are going to consist of, I really want to after probably 4 more episodes, kind of dedicate each episode to one song and break down the song.
Okay.
You know, and do like, what's called, do research on the song. And after that, for like a couple special episodes, I really want to, what's it called? We're going to do, not a review, but kind of like a watch the Selena movie as we review it. Or as commentary. We're going to do commentary on the Selena movie. That might be like a four-parter because
it's a long movie.
We're going to have to stop and pause and then also talk about it. But yeah, man. Thanks for listening, guys. My name is Martin Rizzo.
My name is Michelle Stevenson.
You can find me on Instagram at @comicmartinrizzo.
@funsizenugget.
Please subscribe to the podcast. Please share with your friends. Tell your friends about it. If you guys like the podcast, leave comments and also leave suggestions on what we should talk about. Sorry, my throat feels so dry.
It's okay. Yeah, leave us any ideas if you guys have. If there's like certain songs you want us to cover, or if there are certain events you want us to go to, me and Martin will go.
Yeah, we'll bring it.
I'll dance. Martin will just watch.
What?
What?
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye, guys.